It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Sometimes it feels like Google's search engine knows everything about you. But Google does care about your privacy, especially because, as a result of an agreement announced Wednesday, it has to. Google agreed to a new privacy policy as part of a settlement with the Federal Trade Commission. The case had to do with last year's launch of the Google Buzz service, when information from Gmail users was made public. Cecilia Kang is with The Washington Post. She says the most important part of the settlement is that Google will let someone else evaluate its practices.
Google has agreed that for every 2 years for the next 20 years, they will conduct a third-party audit of their privacy policies, programs, how they basically handle user data. And that's interesting. And that's a first time sort of penalty, if you will, by the FTC to impose in a privacy case. And so this was really, that was a really interesting settlement clause in that it sent a signal to the rest of Silicon Valley that the FTC is pretty serious. If you want to have to conduct audits every 2 years for the next 20 years, you can commit the same sort of mistakes that Google did in this case with Buzz.
Because we're talking about a company as big as Google, the implications of this settlement are being studied carefully. Eric Goldman is a professor at Santa Clara University School of Law and directs the High Tech Law Institute there.
We're not clear how it's going to affect your privacy online. A lot of that will depend on how other companies read the tea leaves with the FTC here and if they think that they might also have to change their practices.
What are those leaves in regards to how they affect the rest of the internet?
Well, the FTC has made it clear that they're very concerned about online privacy, but they've been relatively reluctant to come up with broad, bright-line rules about how companies have to proceed. So the settlements like these give us some indication where the FTC thinks there's a problem, and also the settlement terms give us an example of what the FTC thinks is best practices. So, for example, other companies might look at this settlement and say, we ought to adopt a comprehensive privacy program as well. We know that if we do that, if the FTC ever comes a calling, we've got a better answer for them.
A comprehensive privacy program, when it's the company itself kind of enforcing it, seems like it could be whatever they want it to be on a given day.
Yes, that's true. And the FTC hasn't specified specific ways in which the company has to proceed in terms of its privacy program, except for some outer boundaries, like if they want to share data with third parties, they're going to have to go on an opt-in basis. But otherwise, the privacy program would be, we don't care about privacy one bit, and here's how we are going to effectuate that. I think the more likely direction is that companies would interpret the settlement to require them to have a comprehensive privacy program that actually does bake in privacy considerations into their decision-making.
Yesterday, I talked about the evolution of music through vinyl, CDs, digital files, and now cloud servers. But I forgot something. Bob Bouch of Burney, Texas, wrote to tell me what it was.
The cassette tape.
Bob says in his life, the cassette won't go away.
They seem to be popping up just about everywhere. You know, you open an old box and there they are, you know, compilations from holidays or Christmas sets or, you know, you look in the glove box, there's a couple. I had hundreds and hundreds of cassette tapes. I used to rock
them tapes. I'm glad we can't shake cassettes. They meant well. Besides making somebody a mixed cloud-based remote server compilation, just doesn't sound as good as a mixed tape. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.